A controversial event has a small New Jersey town on the edge. Pittman in Gloucester County was set to host a conference later this month billed as a discussion on ending racism and violence. WHYY's Nick Pugliese reports local activists condemned the event as giving a platform to, quote, agents of hate, and now the event is searching for a new home.
The full-day conference promises discussions with political pundits, YouTube personalities, and comedians. Topics include migration and political violence. But several of the speakers have a history of racist, misogynistic, and otherwise offensive statements. Carl Benjamin, a British YouTuber, said he, quote, wouldn't even rape a female member of parliament. Another speaker taught a pet dog to give a Nazi salute.
These people are threats to our community, in our opinion.
That's activist Adam Sheridan with the group Cooper River Indivisible. He says the speakers should not be given a platform to spread their beliefs.
These are not the people that we need to be having debates with. That there are limits to free discourse in terms of what's a useful use of our time.
But Bill Ottman, who leads the upstart social media company Minds and helped organize the event, disagrees. He concedes that some guests are controversial, but he says the answer is to talk to them, not silence them.
If there is somebody at the event who may have at some point in their lives had a radical view, that in itself is actually arguably the reason to have them involved in discourse. Because that act is what gives them the opportunity to change their mind.
The conference had been scheduled for August 31st at Pittman's Broadway Theater, but the theater canceled after a phone and email campaign by activists. Mayor Russ Johnson says that's for the best, to avoid the possibility of clashes between opposing protesters.
They have the right to free speech, but when that free speech affects what goes on outside of that building, then it becomes my concern.
Organizers say the show will go on at another venue in the region, and an after-party is still scheduled at a brewery in downtown Pittman. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.